Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Stop Thinking the Worst from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a very deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about how you can develop healthier, calmer, more objective thinking patterns. Human beings have evolved to have a tremendously useful skill, the ability to think hypothetically. We're very good at imagining what might happen in the future. We can consider a plan of action, think about what pitfalls there might be if it goes wrong, what benefits and rewards there are if it goes right, and then decide whether to proceed. Our ancestors used the same hypothetical thinking when they were first discovering fire and inventing the wheel, and we use it all the time, from deciding what job to apply for to whether to ask someone out on a date. Thinking the worst is a very useful part of this process. Knowing what you will do if someone turns you down for a date or refuses your job application gives you a backup plan. It can be very reassuring to have a plan in your mind that says, "Okay, if that doesn't work, then I'll do this." Thinking the best is another very useful part of the process. If your plan does work, what opportunities will that open up for you? If you do get the job, or go on a date with that person, what can you do to make it really go well? So both kinds of hypothetical thinking, best case and worst case thinking, are essential skills, and both are part of your natural inheritance. But when people imagine worst case scenarios to an unhelpful degree, they are often overemphasizing the worst case scenario in their mind. They are literally imagining it too vividly and getting too emotionally involved in it. If a friend doesn't return your phone call, there could be any number of reasons why. They could be busy. They could have less punctual social habits than you. They could have misplaced their phone or forgotten to charge it. They could even be feeling low and not want to talk to anyone. But the worst case scenario, that they have died or no longer want to be your friend, is usually very unlikely. But if you dwell on one of these worst-case scenarios and experience it vividly in great detail, your body and your nervous system starts to feel physically as if these scenarios are actually happening, and you begin to feel anxious, which can trigger even more worrying. In addition, too much worst-case thinking can give you the impression that you won't be able to cope. Thoughts like, "What if I get diagnosed with a serious disease?" or "What if I get mugged on vacation?" can be useful things to consider if you calmly plan out the answers to those questions. The problem arises when people rapidly ask themselves these what-if questions over and over as if there were no answer to be had, and it would be the end of the world if any of these things happened. This session will help you calm that kind of thinking right down and keep worst-case scenarios in their place. When you can think about best-case and worst-case scenarios in a calm, detached way, it's much easier to logically plan out what you would do in such situations and then make a sensible decision about what to do. Now, if you haven't yet closed your eyes, you can do that right now as you prepare to relax very deeply and as you let that body begin to rest in a position where you can be comfortably still. Then you can slowly breathe all the way out until those lungs are quite empty. And then allow the breath to roll back in all by itself. Slowly breathing all the way out, then letting the air flow back in. Because it's this kind of slow, smooth, deep breathing that gives that body and that brain the message that all is well, and that here and now it's safe to relax completely. And as you follow along to the sound of these words, and notice the sensation of what it is you're resting on, you can know that you're listening to this for a reason. To make instinctive changes in how you think, so that you can become more balanced and calm. And you know there will be some real benefits to being able to think more calmly and rationally. And there may be many more benefits than you can clearly think of now. The changes you're about to make will bring you, in all the subtle ways, life becomes easier when you can relax with your own thoughts and know you can deal with things calmly, wondering just how many different parts of your life this is going to create helpful changes in. As you once more breathe all the way out, smoothly and evenly, and then let the air flow back in. That's it. And as you notice how those shoulders loosen, and those facial muscles smooth out, as you relax into this deeper, more internally focused state of consciousness, your brain waves slow down, and you might notice those eyelids fluttering lightly, as those changes in your brainwaves take place, as a signal that you're beginning to go into a trance. And that might not happen right now, but the more you immerse yourself in an inner world, where a silver stream is flowing through a field of lush green grass, water gently gurgling and babbling at your feet, as you stroll beside it, soft grass, arms loose at your sides, sun glimmering in the flowing water, the air fresh and good, taking in the view of trees and fields, misty blue hills in the distance, blue sky stretched out above, a breeze against your face. That's it. And each step you take, the more you can relax, even deeper still. And up there ahead, where a small silver-blue lake is fed by that silver stream, you can notice, as you come closer, how a stream of consciousness can flow into a lake of calm, and be completely still and utterly tranquil. The swiftly moving stream, merging with a place of total stillness, where the surface of that still lake calmly reflects the world just as it is, sometimes reflecting great beauty, birds soaring through the air, trees swaying in the breeze, wild horses cantering alongside each other, and other times reflecting the darker side, predators hunting, creatures at the end of their lives, the whole cycle of nature, all its joys and sorrows, and that lake reflects them calmly and accurately, accepting them, acknowledging them, never averting its eyes. Because reality is simply what happens, and all the wonderful things in life and all the challenges of life are things that people before you have dealt with and people after you will deal with. And when a heavy rock of fear or worry is thrown into that lake, the surface of the lake becomes disturbed, and those spreading ripples make the reflection hard to understand. And it's only when that rock sinks to the bottom of the lake and things become more and more still, calmer and stiller, that's it, that you can see reality as it is once again. And I'd like you to bring to mind a situation when you've tended to think the worst. It could be before a social occasion or a work project. It could be when someone doesn't return your phone call or when you're getting a test at the doctor's. Just one example. One typical situation where you tended to think the worst in the past. And as you notice what that worst case scenario thought was, what it was you've tended to worry about in that situation, then I'd like you to put a frame around that thought, so that it starts to look like a picture in an art gallery, and to let any words you associate with that thought sound like they're coming out of a tinny little speaker beneath the picture. And you can let the voice in the image become more distant. The image might lose its colour, become black and white and faded, and let the sound become too faint to hear, so that you put it in perspective and make room for all the other possibilities of what might happen. The hopeful thoughts, bright and colourful over there. The realistic thoughts, looking true to life, vivid, carefully painted, a whole gallery of possibilities, where that worst case thought is just one small, dim picture. And you can just notice how much more space this gives you to take a step back and think clearly about what's most likely, what reflects reality most clearly, and how would you feel and act differently in that situation in your life, with this sense of mental space and clarity, now that you've put things properly in perspective? How does feeling this calm and rational help you act more appropriately? And you can just look out to the future and notice a calmer, more balanced future you, who's thinking about things in a much more rational way, where you can still have best case and worst case thoughts as interesting theoretical ideas to ponder now and then. But you keep them in perspective and spend more of your time looking at what's actually likely to happen, at what's most realistic, and feel so much calmer in those sorts of situations that would have once created those old emotions, those old ripples of distortion, and notice how that internal lake can be so still. It can reflect the whole cycle of life with a beautiful, appreciative stillness. And you can listen to this session often and relax even more deeply each time that you do. And for now, you can just prepare to return from that lake, strolling back along the stream, taking all the time you need, all the time in the world, to stroll back towards waking consciousness, knowing that place of stillness is always there inside you. As you begin to feel more alert and refreshed, with each and every step, and then you can begin to come all the way back, noticing the sensation of whatever supporting your body there. Perhaps becoming more aware of any sounds around. And then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch, coming back to the place you're in, and open your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download every day for the first week, and then as often as you like afterwards, until you notice that you're instinctively thinking in a more balanced way. You can still, of course, have fleeting thoughts of best case and worst case scenarios, but that you're spending more of your time focusing on what's actually likely to happen. And we'd love to hear from you over on our Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. There are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may be interested in, such as positive attitude and be more objective. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.